As we talked about on last week, we're going to be looking in the Word of God about what is taking place both scripturally and historically, and also what is taking place currently around the world as dealing with Bible prophecy. Actually, even this week, different events have been taking place, and we are excited to see these things happening because it means the coming is even closer. Now, I preached this particular message, it's been a while back, but we're going to give you, if you write down an outline or whatever, you may have already written this outline down, you're going to be looking at this, but this is an updated version. And we are going to be taking our time and looking at the signs of the coming of the Lord. And again, we're going to see what the Bible says. We're going to compare what is happening in our day and age. And I want to show you just how close we really are. Look in Matthew chapter 24 and look down to verse 3. The Bible says, "And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives," this is talking about the Lord Jesus, "the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, and see that you be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. All of these are the beginning of sorrow." Let's bow our heads to a word of prayer. Father, we come before you now. We thank you for the time that you've given to us. Lord, I pray that you might use this message today to challenge us, to encourage us. Lord, I pray that through as we look into your word, that it might be that we just get more and more anticipating your coming. Father, we just want to tell you we love you now. In your wonderful name we pray. Amen. Now, last week I talked about the two parts of the second coming. The first part is actually the rapture of the church, is when the Lord comes back and in the air calls the church home and says, "Church, it's time to come. We will leave this world." Now, that is not the actual second coming because he will meet us in the air. We will not, Christ will not physically, bodily be upon the earth. The second coming is when Jesus physically comes back to this earth, and the Bible says he will rule and reign from the city of Jerusalem, the city of David, and he will sit on the throne of David. This is the physical, the actual second coming. Now, the Bible talks about in Matthew chapter 24, Mark chapter 13, also Luke chapter 21. You will see the very same passage here. You will see the very same thing listed. In the first few verses here, down through verse 14, you will see six different signs that Jesus said will have to take place before he comes back. What I want to do, the last time I preached this particular message, we included all six in one message. We're going to be looking at possibly two today, and I say possibly. We're going to take our time. And I'm already excited about next week's message because normally I don't do this, but I've already been preparing for next week about what we're going to be talking about, the disasters that have been taking place around the world. And folks, these things are not happening by accident. They are not just simply a freak thing that is going on. God is telling us, I'm coming soon. You need to get ready. But I want us to look at the first two. And first of all, I want us to look at the deceivers found in verse 3, or actually verse 5. It says, "And many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." Now, jump down to verse 23 and 24. It says, "If any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and show great signs and wonders, insomuch if it were possible they would deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they say unto you, Behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not." Now, this is all talking about the deceivers. The Lord Jesus Christ, as the disciples came to him one day privately, and we need to understand this was Jesus talking with his disciples. They came to him and they said, Lord, show us what are the signs of thy coming and when the world ends. And so Jesus began to tell them these things. Again, Matthew chapter 24, Luke chapter 21, Mark chapter 13, all deal with the same topic and the same thing. But I want us to look at the first thought is the deceivers. I want you to notice in verse 5 again, it says, many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Now I want you to see this. A deceiver is someone who pretends to be someone that they're not. Jesus said there'll be many that will come and say, I'm Christ, or I'm the Messiah. And they will come on the scene, and this has been the case since the time of Christ until now. Well, let me give you some examples of some of these that have been happening maybe a little farther back and even up to present time. So you can be thinking about these things, and these are people that literally lived here upon this earth. Some are still alive, some are dead, but they have presented themselves as Christ. Let me give you some of these examples. And many of these you'll remember, and some of these you will maybe hear from the very first time here today. One of the ones I want to mention is Sung Moon. Sung Moon is the founder of the Unification Church. He was also the founder of what we call the Moonies. Now, the Moonies are very interesting people. You probably have seen, even today, Moonies. They are usually men or women dressed in white robes, and they usually have flowers that they're offering either for sale or give you one free. Many times you will see them in airports, or you will see them in busy, crowded malls or places like this. This all goes back to Reverend Moon, and I use that term very loosely. He came on the scene. This was a while back now when he first came on the scene, but he came on the scene predicting and telling people he was Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ had failed in his earthly ministry. He was crucified on a cross, and God's plan was canceled out because Jesus died on the cross, and so God sent Reverend Moon to come and take the place of Jesus Christ. He came on the scene and told people that he was the Messiah. He told his followers that he would do great and mighty miracles and all kinds of things, and people were told to sell all their possessions and go and live in poverty until he decided it was time to take them home. I guess he hasn't decided yet because the Moonies are still here, and it is not time for them to leave yet, and they're still waiting for their Messiah to actually come. But he's one deceiver. Another one, Jim Jones. You remember Jim Jones? Jim Jones came on the scene in November 18th, 1978, Johnstown, Guyana. Jim Jones came on the scene saying that he was the new Messiah. God had given him a new revelation, and he was going to give this revelation to the people, and he gathered a group of people, some 900 people, there in that little country of Guyana, and took them and began to expound what was taking place. And you know the story. He caused them to drink the poison Kool-Aid, and 900-plus people died that day. But here's the story behind the story. Jim Jones claimed that he would die that day, but he would later be on the third day resurrected, and he would come back and he would be the Messiah, and all the world would know that he was Jesus Christ. Folks, he's still dead and he's still gone. He was a deceiver. He came into this world deceiving many. Notice what the Bible says, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Let me give you another one. You may not know this name, but you probably know what was taking place. His name was Marshall Applewhite. Marshall Applewhite started Heaven's Gate cult. Now, this is a very interesting cult. He started this particular cult, and he made the claim on September 25th, 1995, a spaceship would come from outer space. And the spaceship would take up all those who had faith in God. Only those who had the proper faith would be taken up. And if you did not have the proper faith, you'd be left behind. He told his followers to sell all their houses, cash in all their worldly goods,